probably more money there than we got to get on.
I'm sure there is.
Jim, offhand, you know what their budget was last year?
I know. I could pull an old email. Did the answer to us last year?
Oh, I had a conversation with the Economic Development Director, and they had sent us a request for more funds than, and I think it's in here, $50,000. That's the bottom line. It's like a
right
contract. And they have in here several items in the office stuff and this and that, and we don't pay for that. We were the first to establish.
Well, I think what's in the budget for Danny is we thought we were going to have someone here. Wasn't that mid-year or that last year? How much budget was it? I don't know why we left all that in there. Yeah, we aren't paying. It was a lump sum.
I talked to him about it. He said just put the lump sum of $50,000 in there. And it saved the county money. That was the whole purpose of us.
We have the fund. It doesn't mean that it's all going to partnership. We'll have a line item for what we're going to say. What we vote for them. Mm-hmm. If we have an economic development fund, we can have a director if we want it, if we budget for it, and or expenses for that particular office. But the line that we specifically put the
county
partnership,
X amount of dollars, and that's what we're dealing with that.
Yeah.
Now, realize that they are, and that's one of my questions coming up here, requesting X amount for the study for
incubator protection. But now,
is that something that should be pro-rata between all the entities that call with them?
I thought it was partnership when they discussed it the other day, and that was a question that I missed. But I started asking if it was going to be pro-rata, if we're going to actually share with the other partners.
Because if we do that, my belief is that they would anticipate that be on top of the $50,000.
It is. I do know that.
I know that too, but I'm saying
it was scheduled.
If we cut down from 35,000, it's not going to cost no hundred and some thousand dollars.
No, 35 is the total amount. I'm with you.
Yeah. Could we get a number from them?
It's 35 to 50 is what they told me. I said use 35 is what I told them. They don't know how much the food says it's going to cost. The range is 35 to 50. So.
Is that going to be, Jim, because it was presented with the extension office? Is that going to be part of the extension office?
They're going to be
part of the work?
We're not going to do the study work, but it benefits the extension office because that's what Crystal does in small business development. So, but yeah, they're not going to do the study.
Yeah. Well, I just want to make sure that we don't get dug up here on the expense line on.
I can't find $36,000 per election, basically.
Yeah, I'm trying to look back. In 2007, there was a special election that the county and Hollister were on. And this one had a special election with the Taney County issue in the city of Hollister, and the county's portion was $17,028. And that was in 07. And that number I gave you earlier was for 2011. The 2012 April was less than that. It was $29,000. So we had less on the ballot.
Okay. Got elections scheduling for the models of each individual in the time frame. did so many things that I didn't know.
I have a document. Yeah, I can't hear your question.
We've still not seen the agreement to this.
We got the email. Did you see the email?
We've got the agreement from him.
He says the friend isn't going to approve that. But I haven't seen it either.
We don't have it. And Nikki has requested it from his partner.
Right.
But they still have my partnership. Here's the $35,000 request. So that'd be right to see what a program shared with me.
Yeah.
In the county and the other
cities. I'm in there like that. Yeah.